Dominic Pangallo, the top vote getter in yesterday's Salem mayoral primary election. So, Dominic, welcome. Congratulations on the win, capturing just about 43% of the vote. But welcome. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, congratulations on the win. How about your reaction to the win? Tell us about how the votes kind of came in last night and how it all played out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling really good, enthused, and incredibly grateful to the people of Salem who turned out to vote, and to also to the candidate, all the other candidates who ran. You know, both those who made it into the final and those who did not. I am, you know, feeling good today, but we're not letting up on the pedal. We're going to go back out and keep knocking doors and making calls and doing the kind of grassroots campaign work that you need to do to connect with people and keep on working through May 16th. So,
what do you attribute the win to? What was it that, or where did votes come from that broke your way to give you the win?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was both that grassroots campaign that I mentioned. You know, and people not only expect that you're going to try to reconnect with them, but you know they deserve that for a position of this significance, and you're asking them to trust you with the role of running the city where they live and the place that they love. You know, they deserve to have the opportunity to talk with you and hear your thoughts and ask their questions. And I also think that there's a strong sentiment in the community that feels like we need to keep moving forward, that the city's heading in the right direction. We have a strong foundation to build on, you know, certainly things that we can still fix and improve on, but that we're heading in the right direction, that the path that Salem's on is largely the right one. And they are looking for somebody that's ready to hit the ground running on day one and keep doing the work because they've been part of that work and keep working on the issues of importance to Salem today. You know, and that's, I think, where there's a large alignment between myself and the voters that want to keep Salem moving forward. And I feel like that's a credit to the work that not just I put in over the last decade, but so many people who were present and engaged in the work of the city over the last several years and been part of this community.
Dominic, finally, you mentioned hitting the ground running. So now that you'll be continuing to run, what's up in the next week or so? Well, let's not look too far ahead, but what's planned in the week ahead in the campaign?
You know, we're going back out on the doors today. My campaign manager and I, we're closing in on about 5,000 doors knocked. So we'll keep doing that. We have a great team of, you know, a few dozen volunteers who are doing remote phone banks from home and also some folks who are canvassing. So we're going to keep at the grassroots effort that I mentioned and, you know, not let up. It's a short window to May 16th, and we're going to take every day to keep trying to connect with people and hear what their concerns are and make the case for keeping our city moving forward.
Yeah, it's going to come up fast. Well, Dominic, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us, and congratulations on the win, and we'll be staying in touch for the next several weeks for sure.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Yep. Dominic Pangallo, candidate for mayor, City of Salem, here on MSO News Sports.com.